What's Up Loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Yes, you're graduating college, a momentous occasion that neither of us have experienced, but we know it well.
We're told it's cool.
Told it's a great thing.
No, I've been to them.
Yeah, of course.
They're long, and you're waiting for like one name in a sea of thousands.
Katie is also one of these people that believes very passionately that you need to pronounce people's names correctly. Like mistakes in this area are not really
acceptable. If it can be avoided.
Now, sometimes it can't.
I think you should do your due diligence.
That's a good way of putting it. You shouldn't just,
I'll still butcher people's names, but I do attempt to go online and see if they've done an interview or something.
Mm-hmm.
If it's someone I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
Like, common courtesy.
Once you've done that, once you've gone to that level where you've actually taken a look at it and you've tried to roll through it, then, yeah.
At that point, say the name with confidence.
Exactly. Because we're all human.
Yeah.
We were all human.
Oh, no.
This is from Pace University, graduation for this year.
Kelly Danko. Sophia Cicero. Emily Acosta. Sabrina Alley, Jeremy Brosnick,
Hayden Tops,
Caitlin Egan, Sierra James.
I don't love that.
Go ahead. Yeah.
At first, I was thinking, "Whoa, okay."
Someone really no.
Mr. Movie Phone over here.
No. Well, it may have been Mr. Movie Phone. We don't know what they did with that guy's voice. Yeah. Yeah. AI. They decided just to get an AI guy to do it. So what they would do is they would have everyone had their name, with a little QR code when you approached the stage.
I'm sorry, what?
I kid you not. Yeah, you scanned it with this. You scanned it, and it told the computer
what your name was?
That you were coming across stage, so in three people, read this name. I swear, that's how, that was the system they set up. They didn't, because they knew.
That's horrid.
They knew you couldn't
just load them
play
all.
A tape. Right? Because someone's going to, the timing's going to get off. So they had to have some, and that was what they did. They just used a cell phone, a little thing. It's basically, okay, cue Katie Dempsey walking across the stage. So, in about three names, 3, 2, 1, Catherine Dempsey, and then off to the next. That's how they did it. Okay. It's just, you're horrified by this. Why does that make it worse?
Because you had to. What if you didn't have it up?
Oh,
do you not walk?
Or you didn't have it on your phone? Like, you didn't bring your phone with you?
Exactly.
Oh yeah, you're just out of luck, dude. You're just out of luck.
Then you walk across the stage holding your cell phone.
The only thing.
So you accept the diploma, and now you can't shake anyone's hands. I guess you just. Head up in acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Get the slightest of nods.
See you later.
And roll on out.
Maybe we'll take a pic. I got my phone. Maybe we'll take a selfie.
Let me tell you, the only person, the only way this gets worse is for that one guy. And we both know
these
guys.
Yeah.
The guy.
Who's now out of a job.
Who is legitimately.
Who lives for that day.
I know one of the dudes, two of the dudes at A&M that do it. One of them does it because, he's the voice of Kyle Field. Of course they're going to get him. The other guy is just a guy. He's just a man.
He's just a man that does graduations.
He studies. He locks himself in a room and preps. He puts on the robes and he takes it very, very seriously. That guy is hosed. The AI done took his job because of course it would. Because you can't have a human get up there and acknowledge you physically
anymore.
For all
the money you pay.
They couldn't just put an AI. They tell you not to use this when you're filling out your homework. But yet, as soon as you need to walk across that stage, who do they get? Mr. Movie Phone. Coming through. Good morning. Welcome to Frito and Katie. Good morning, everyone.
Man, this is the biggest load of bull.
What was that for?
I've ever seen.
What was that for effect?
I said bull.
I know, but you looked like you were going, and I did what I do. I did what I do. Thank you.
Well, that was probably for the best, because according to this, we did quite well on the list of the world's most prolific swearers.
We did. Okay.
I'll catch you up. Give you all the details next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay. I don't buy this. It doesn't make any sense. There is a list of the world's most prolific swearers. I don't know if I feel oddly patriotic about this, but we came out on top.
We got number one? No, we didn't.
How?
That's not possible. That's
how?
That is
how?
Not.
You ever been to Australia?
That is not possible. If we beat the Brits and the Aussies,
we'll come back to this.
Okay.
And some sad news: Phil Robertson died yesterday.
Did you see that? I did.
Patriarch of the family behind Duck Dynasty, of course, 79 years old. No word on the cause of death, but he had been suffering from Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And a blood disorder, if memory serves.
Okay.
The family said they're having a private service, but will share details soon about a public celebration of his life. Mm. Phil founded Duck Commander in 1972 with that now patented duck call. Mm-hmm. And the family's reality show premiered back in 2012,
yeah.
If you can believe it. Ran for 11 seasons. They've got the Duck Dynasty, The Revival, which debuts Sunday, June 1st.
Oh, man.
In some gross news... Have you ever thought about just how dirty the streets of Hollywood would be?
I absolutely have.
Specifically the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I cannot imagine a grosser place than the actual streets.
Because people
of LA.
Walk all over, but then they also get down.
Yeah,
and they like.
That's what I'm saying. Every time I see one of those pictures where someone is on the ground,
yeah, man.
With their like posing with one of those
their
pictures,
faces,
their
no.
hand on the
no.
ground,
their lips.
I'm just thinking that is filthy.
Let me tell you what happened to Miley Cyrus. Mm. So back in October, she filmed the video for a new song called Walk of Fame,
yeah.
where she rolls around on that sidewalk.
Don't do that.
She got an infection on her kneecap.
Of course she did. Don't do that.
She said, by November at Thanksgiving, I was put in the ICU.
ICU.
But it was mostly because there's a lot of people in the ER. My leg began to disintegrate.
Got the old
within
flesh,
some
got,
way around the kneecap
old,
area.
The old flesh-eating bacteria.
She had a surgeon look at her and say, yuck. And she was confused because they open up cadavers. They see inside the guts of humans.
Yeah.
And they're looking at me, telling me I'm disgusting.
Well,
the street's disgusting.
It's really not you. It's just the, yeah, exactly. You got some of the street on you, and you need to get rid of it very quickly, or you might die because it's L.A.
Oh, so back to the prolific swears. Maybe it's the streets that got us, or maybe it's just the sheer population of America that got us.
Mm.
But a study last year found America swears more than any other country, and now an even bigger study found it really is true, at least online. So Australia's the one that did it, probably because
they're trying to make themselves.
They wanted
not
to
look
take
Australian.
Their title.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want that.
They analyzed almost 2 million web pages from 340,000 sites,
right.
Over 1.7 billion total words,
mm-hmm.
and they found the U.S. leads all other English-speaking nations in online cussing.
Okay,
so that's another thing. English-speaking,
right? We don't know in the other countries what they get up to.
We know.
I'm gonna.
We just don't fully understand it.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, saying that the English probably curse. I have no reason to say that, but I'm going to give you that. I will never buy that we curse more than Australia
no.
or the Brits. Like, all of them are just, like, definitely not us. We're not even in Australia's
no.
lead.
Well, and what's crazy about Australia is I think it's the words they use are so jarring.
Oh, wow, they're so much
and they're
harsher.
Like, and they're so common there
they're
that they
so,
just don't mean
oh,
anything
it's
to them.
So
but when
harsh.
You hear it, you're like, I beg your pardon?
You will. Yeah,
like,
you
start.
Because
they use these terms
whoa.
Like in everyday conversation.
And they're not
kids
offended.
Will use
yeah,
it.
They're not offensive to them.
No.
They're not offensive to
that's
them.
That's what got me.
Like, it's not.
I'm
like,
I'm sorry,
said,
how old is she?
You might be thinking that this has merit. This has no merit. Like none. Like none.
We're just using the swears to look cool.
Oh.
So around 1 in every 3,000 words we write is a curse. The UK, 1 in every 4,200. Australia, 1 in every 4,500.
And yes, we curse
online.
Australia's
again, trying to look cool. Australia's not writing blogs, they're out doing stuff.
They're out cursing in public.
Exactly.
They're out cursing in the streets.
In front of their children.
Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie.
Freebie, as in free answer.
Gotta love that.
As in, now you only need 9.
They say nothing is free, but that's garbage when you listen to Frito and Katie.
Yeah, we try to give you free things all the dang time.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is a bit of your dignity. Just kidding. Go online. Sign up to play. We do it every day before 8:30. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Just know that one of the answers in today's quiz, John Adams.
Ah, okay.
John Adams.
All right. That is all you get. And again, if you have not signed up already, TheBullHouston.com/contest.
If you smell...
Sean
is cooking.
Happy Monday. No, oh, Tuesday. God, good Lord.
It's your Monday. It's my Tuesday. I was here yesterday.
You were.
Well, serving up the hot takes. Well. Serving up the hot takes for the people, man.
You're going to be gone later this week. So.
Yeah, you get to go on vacation, right?
This I am. Thursday and Friday. Headed up to Boston, man. Yeah.
Gonna go see, vacation?
Going to go see Zach Brown Band in Guilford, New Hampshire.
Oh, nice. My word.
Yeah, like one of those outdoor amphitheater type deals.
This is the time to go outside of... the fall because of like what leafing?
It's called foliage.
Foliage.
I don't
tours.
Know. The verb for it may be leafing, but the noun is foliage. All the changing of the colors
right,
and everything.
Right, right. That's
yeah.
the other thing.
Autumn.
People, yeah. Well, yeah, well, that's but not like here where it just
that's
is
not fancy
like
enough.
Summer light. Like you go up there to see. You literally go out into the country to just stare at trees.
Yeah.
Because
it happens in other countries as well. It just doesn't happen here.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it may as well happen.
That's
in
what
the
we
countries.
Call fall because
so foreign.
The leaves just fall.
Well, we're going up for some good country music and to see the Boston Red Sox play.
I dig it, my
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it. I will be out later this week, but it's good to see both of you.
So let's talk Stros.
Yeah,
road trip ends. Correct.
Yeah, road trip. Well, road trip. It was 17 straight days of baseball.
That's right. Because some of them were
some on the road, yeah. some at home. They
that's,
finished
that's
up.
A lot of baseball.
It's a lot of baseball.
It's a lot
even,
of work.
Even
no
baseball,
off.
Which doesn't look super strenuous. Anything 17. Well, compared to other sports,
well,
you're not getting hit. You're not running
no,
up and down
sliding.
The floor.
That hurts.
That does hurt. Yeah,
jeez,
yeah.
That hurts. You're past the age of 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, 17 straight days of anything can get fatiguing, you know, and baseball included. So they finished up that stretch. They were off yesterday. 10-7 for the 17 games.
That's not bad,
we'll
man.
Take that. If
that's,
you,
yeah, that's not bad.
If you extrapolate that out over a full 162-game season, 10-7, that's like a 95-96 win season, something like that. It's pretty good. So they played a pretty good stretch of baseball. They cut into Seattle's lead. They beat Seattle 3 out of 4 over the weekend at home.
Love it.
Christian Walker had a walk-off home run. He's been their cleanup hitter all year. He's been pretty bad, but he kind of found his stroke this weekend and finished it off with a walk-off home run on Sunday. So we're all happy. And now we go into a stretch of games here where the competition lightens up. They play the A's for a couple of games. They play the Rays for a few games. They play the White Sox in this stretch. They play the Angels. These are bad baseball teams.
Stretch your legs, boys.
Yeah, man. Maybe come out of this whole thing. I'm predicting by the end of June, they're going to be in first place in the American League West.
Really?
They're only a game and a half back right now.
That's
so it's
true. Okay,
last year at this time, they were 10 games back.
Ooh.
And we're in first place at the end of June. They cut into a 10-game lead. It's just a game and a half. We could do this.
Let it be known
yeah.
that Sean said very nice things about the Astros.
Yes. Let the record reflect. Yes.
We don't want to hear
positive.
It.
Very positive.
Thank you.
Sean
is cooking. Positivity. That's what I'm cooking
or
today.
Or you're jinxing us all.
Big no, stew.
This is like the pre-vacation fall.
Yeah, but this is baseball. Can you make some bold claims?
I just did. I made a career on it.
Thanks, man.
You got it.
Frito, Katie, 100.3, the Bull, Texas proud. Good news is rain is moving out. Bad news is it left a bunch of water.
Mm-hmm.
It is disgusting out there. It was a horrible drive-in this morning. Horrible. So take your time. Was that too much? Was it too?
Hopefully you do not have that same experience.
Yes, hopefully it's a little more chill for you. But yeah, it should dry out for the rest of the day.
And we'll make it a little bit easier on you by giving you tickets to the Crosby Fair and Rodeo.
Yes, we will.
It's happening May 30th through June 7th. Now, Casey Donahue is playing on that last day.
Yes.
And if you'd like to go... 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
What shall we do today?
Let's do 5 and 5.
That's a good start to the
nice
week.
Nice and easy. We'll give you a category. They'll have 5 seconds to name five things that fall within that category.
Mm-hmm. So call us. You want to play 713-881-5500. Get you guys on the phone next.
Thanks for having us on today. 5 and 5.
Yes.
Maybe a tad tricky at 6 a.m.
I'll just say
5 a.m.
It's more of a later
game. Should
you
do 6 and 6 and 6?
that's too... Okay. Look,
ooh,
we
that's
can
666.
Modify.
You know what? Let's not do that.
Frito and Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Heather.
Heather, are you staying dry out there?
No, I'm in the rain.
Hopefully, you'll have a few more minutes of it. I'm guessing if you're depending on where you are in town. But yeah, let's try to
not rain on your parade.
Yeah, turn that frown upside down.
Okay, Heather. So, gonna give you a category here. Remember, you have 5 seconds to name five things that fall in this category. Okay, so your category: famous bald men.
Oh wow!
Famous bald men.
Okay.
There is one in the studio if you'd like to use him. So you have 5 seconds to name five famous bald men. Your time starts now.
Yul Brynner, Kojak, Stanley Tucci, Joe Rogan.
Three, four. You got close. It was a great attempt. Yeah. Thank you for playing. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Charles.
Charles, you're up next in 5 and 5.
Okay, Charles. Going to give you a category here. You have 5 seconds to name five things in the category. The category is famous bald men. Famous bald men. Mm. You could use the one sitting across from me if you so choose, so you'd only need four. So famous bald men. We need 5 in 5 seconds. Your time starts now.
Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, Ben
Diesel. You know,
we're hovering around three, four, inching it along.
Thank you so much for playing today. We appreciate it. 713-881-5500.
No one's used the freebie just yet.
No one has, but I am also not famous.
No, so I was going to be real loose with that.
We're not going to disqualify you if you happen to throw out my name. Call us and we will get more of you on the phone. Try to give away these tickets to the Crosby, Fair and Rodeo coming up.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Howdy. Good morning. Who's this?
Brittany from Pasadena.
Brittany from Pasadena. How you doing this morning?
I am great driving in this rain.
You feeling quick on your feet today?
I am feeling quick.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because we are not changing the category, Brittany.
No, we are not.
We're leaving it. Famous bald men. Okay? Mm-hmm. So remember, you have 5 seconds to name five famous bald men. Five famous bald men. Your time starts now.
Steve Harvey, Steve Wilco, Steve Austin.
Yes, that will count. Hang on the line. We got to get to Houston. I have a problem. That starts next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Andrea, are you sure you want to go through with this? It's fine if you want to back out. It really is.
No, I mean, I'm sure. I need to get his attention somehow, and boys are just... they're dumb, you know? I don't know what else you want me to say here. I don't know.
She's telling,
you know?
You're telling no lies.
Well, how dumb is she? Like, yes. On a scale from 1 to Jack letting go of the door in Titanic. What are we looking
at? Yeah, that was pretty dumb. Yeah. I think.
And if true, are you sure?
Yes.
You want to go through with this?
I mean... He's dumb. Like, he's dense with this. Like, it's adorable in a way, but he's just not picking up on all the signs here. Okay. I definitely have to do something, you know?
What are we signing or signaling to him? Like, what's the goal?
Well, that I'm trying to get with him. Duh. Oh. You know? Like, hashtag all men or what? Like, I don't know. Like, what's happening here? Why do I have to spell this out for every single one of y'all? Like,
Ignore him, Andrea. Ignore him. God knows I do. Talk to me. What's happening?
Yeah. So, like, we've been friends a long time, and I pretty much, like, had a crush on him ever since, you know? I mean, the problem was, like, he's always had a girlfriend. Because, of course, he has a girlfriend. And it's just, it's always my luck. But, anyways, he broke up with her. Like, it was a long-term kind of thing. But I've been there for him. Like, I'm his friend. Like, he's going through it. And it's, like, feels, you know, I mean, he did the breakup, but, like, they both were, like, it was just coming to it. And, like, so I'm there. Like, I'm here, you know? And I've been trying to be all cute and supportive and just, like, leaving these damn breadcrumbs everywhere. I don't know, it's been enough time now, like, I'm just trying to lead him into asking me out or...
Right.
I don't know. Like, I'd settle for a drunken makeout at this point, but nothing is working.
Okay. Go, girl.
All right.
Nothing is working. So I'm just like, nothing. It's really... Okay.
Well, what all have you tried?
Yeah.
Like, I've tried it all, basically just everything, you know, like posting thirst traps. I post my best pics.
Classic Andrea.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, like hotter pics than normal, whatever. Like leaving a little less the imagination, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And like I'll send him pics directly too, just so I'll work him into a conversation.
Oh, damn.
Lots of subtext.
Wow.
You know, like if I'm going out or like it's, you know, nothing. Yeah. And I'm just, like, finding ways to insert myself into his plans. Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to be around. So, I don't know. Unless you think I should just shove to his house and nothing but, like, a trench coat, like, slathered in bacon or something. I don't know. I'm just running out of options here.
Like,
I don't know what to do.
You could do that. Or, and just hear me out. You could just tell him how you feel. Like, just straight up.
See, boys are dumb. No, I can't just do that. And even if I did, I honestly don't think he'd even get it. It's, at this point, like, say I text him or call him or whatever, even if I told him in person, like, he'd think I was joking. Mm-hmm. Like, he'd think I was pulling some kind of prank or whatever, messing with him in some way.
Right.
I don't know. I've just put a lot of thought into this, and I know what I need.
And what's that?
Well, someone else to point this out, you know, like
right.
He needs to have like this, like eureka moment
right.
And I can't make it happen. You know, I don't know. I just want you to knock some sense into him. Basically just shake out whatever cobwebs or I don't know what are just whatever the f- is floating around in his head.
So like, and I'm not suggesting anything here necessarily, but this is the part where again, we ask you, do you really want us to do that? Because, like, you're right. Like, we're dumb. But there's no way. There's just no way he's not getting what you're putting down, right? Like, you said y'all were friends. He's got to notice something changed. Or like, at the least, you're acting really strangely. And, it, like, maybe he just doesn't want to hurt your feelings?
You're saying he's just not that into me.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. He lost his girlfriend. Maybe he doesn't want to lose his friend, like, immediately after that.
Oh, no. I mean, I am his type, like, 100%. Like, trust. If I thought I didn't have a chance in hell, I wouldn't bother. I mean, why waste my time, you know? Like, he usually dates, like, a solid 6 or 7.
Okay.
And I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I'm a 9 or 10 or whatever, but... I know how to use what I've got.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a soft 7, like a 7.5 on a good day. There's no reason to not give it a try at this point.
Well, you are in the window.
So you're convinced?
Yeah.
Just free to do, try to ruin
it. I did. I just want that on the record. But we are going to roll with this. We're going to call him.
Chat you up, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, look.
Cross our fingers.
Yeah. We get him on the phone. Just do your thing. We'll talk to Sean next on Frito and Kate.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, Andrea. Andrea has got a big old crush on Sean.
She does.
They've been friends for years.
And she thinks he's dumb.
Well, she thinks all men are dumb.
And I'm not denying that.
He's just especially tense.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter what crumbs she has dropped.
He's not picking up on the signs.
No one's that dumb.
Well.
I mean, come on, man.
Unless he thinks he's just so friend-zoned.
You just...
That, like, thirst trap picks are...
stares through me as she says that.
Just like, asking for his opinion.
I find
you're
it
probably,
very
You're probably right, but yeah. One of us needs to be optimistic about
That's
this.
That's true.
Hey, is this Sean?
Yeah, what's up? Sorry, I had a bunch of missed calls from this number.
That's... That's weird.
Yes, you did.
We're Frito and Katie, Sean, and we wanted to call and chat to you about your friend Andrea.
Is she in some kind of trouble or something?
You could say that. Not the kind of trouble you're imagining, okay? These are more like personal troubles.
I'm sorry. Who did you say this was again?
Frito and Katie. We do a radio show on the Bowl.
Yes.
You know what? Doesn't matter.
Okay. So what? She like signed me up to win something? Is that it?
In a way. Yes. It's her. Oh, Sean, you could win her. Or more specifically, her heart, you know? She wants to know if you feel the same way about her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm totally lost here.
Wow.
Dude, read the room.
Wow.
Read the room. She's into you, okay? I get what she's saying now.
Oh,
jeez.
Okay.
But we've got her on the other line, okay? Cat's out of the bag.
What?
Surprise!
Hey, Sean.
Hi. What's happening? You got a radio show to call me to?
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you how I feel. Yeah, it's way cheaper than skywriting. I can't anymore. Like, I don't know. I needed something you couldn't ignore, right? Like, I just want. I'm just going crazy over here trying to show you that I don't want to be just friends. But you're just, I don't know, you're missing the hints. Like, you're just misreading the signs. Like, I don't know. At the end of the day, we're both single. I know technically you're still in the rebound phase or whatever. But, like, I can help you get over her, like, real quick.
Damn.
Oh, man. Wow.
Okay. Sean, what is that? Is it surprise? Anxiety? Like, what are we feeling?
It's not it's more like, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't think it's a good idea for us to get together like that.
Because y'all are already friends?
Yeah, like you don't want to ruin what you have?
Is that it?
No, not exactly. And don't get me wrong, Andrew, you're great. It's just there are a few, let's say, maroon flags that are sort of a deal breaker for me. I mean, she's kind of wild.
Got that?
Well, yeah, sure, but wild can be a good thing. You know what I mean?
Like, wink.
Okay, but sure, it's more like you do things that are just not all that attractive. You got some habits that I just find kind of unattractive. Ugh, I mean, we've already talked about this, Andrew.
What habits are we referring to?
Yeah, what's this?
The scratchers.
What?
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? That's nothing.
Listen, I've always been serious about this. You don't listen. You waste so much money. It's just sad. Hold on. It's stupid, and I think it says a lot about you.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Does it? I'm assuming by scratchers you mean...
scratch-off lottery tickets, yes?
Oh,
scratch-offs?
Be careful how you answer this, man.
Tread
yes.
Carefully.
Scratch-offs. Oh. She's addicted to those stupid things, and if she just saved $5 every time she's dragged me to the gas station to pick them up,
okay,
you know, she'd probably be rich by now.
Okay.
Dude.
Okay, this is not a big deal. It's for fun. It's fun. Like, I like to play the games. It's like a hobby. And yeah, most of the time I lose, but sometimes you get lucky.
Andrew, the most you've ever won is $50. You need to quit playing. Horse betting, it makes more sense than this.
Horse
betting? At least that's like an event, and this is just like the lowest form of gambling there is.
Worse than
you're handing,
horse betting?
She's just giving them her money, and you never stop. And I don't think you realize that it adds up. I mean, how bad are you with money?
You spend $6 on a coffee every day. What if you save the money? You can get coffee free at work, and you spend $6 on a or
Ooh,
seven.
Excellent.
I don't know how much money you spend on coffee.
Okay.
With all of it,
you're not wasting money.
It.
The children and the veterans.
That's true.
All the things, all the things. Just say you don't want to date me straight up, because this is the stupidest, f-ing thing I've ever heard. This is not a red flag. Like, you're making, this is an excuse, and it's a bad one. You're just making f-ing up now.
I'm not making anything up, I swear. Listen, scratch-offs are a sign that you do not value money. You don't know how to save, you're impulsive.
Wow.
And I don't want to say you're stupid, but...
Wow.
I mean,
oh, my God. Okay,
good.
Okay, that's enough. That's like, that's enough right now.
Oh, come on, don't be like that. I'm trying to look out for you. I'm telling you, you know, how it is. This is, it's just concerning. Anyone would worry about this, and I'm your friend, and I just think that you should, you know.
Right. And a friend you will stay. Maybe. But thank y'all for being here, guys. We appreciate your time.
I'm good. Yeah.
You don't even make sense because you don't think it's a serious thing. Okay.
Okay. No, seriously. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate it.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Now, I know this is a hard question for you personally to tackle.
I'm so upset. I love scratch-offs.
Are scratch-offs are scratch-offs the lowest form of gambling and a red
flag? Well, I don't care about... Well, I might should, but... I don't have a gambling problem. I think scratch-offs are fine. I don't think they say anything about you. I guess you could blow all your money on scratch-offs, but you could blow all your money on anything.
Yes, you certainly
could.
You
could blow all your money on Raising Cane's.
Like, yes, you could. I mean, which would also be problem. Look, I don't know, guys. I have always questioned your love for scratchers a little bit, but you're right. It's just kind of
a system.
Just kind of a hot...
A system. It's fine. It's fine. 713-881-5500.
We got to take a break.
He's overreacting, yes.
Right. We'll talk to you next.
Sean thinks scratch-offs are such a bad thing, he can't even fathom seeing Andrea again.
His friend, who is thirsty, guys.
Did not seem like they were that good of friends.
I mean, no, but the thirst was real, and he said, nah, man, I'm going to pass. She's too into the scratchers.
Mm.
And this, of course,
I just don't believe that that's
made
a
Katie
thing.
Question
I
everything.
I mean, in extreme circumstances, sure, you can get addicted to anything.
Yes.
I just think if you enjoy scratch-off tickets, that in itself is not indicative of a problem, especially if you have other people buying for you. You ask for them for all major holidays, and then you only buy additional tickets with the money that you have won from previous.
What you are listening to is the beginning
of
Katie's 10 Scratchers Commandments, which we might have to get into coming up later. But if you want to weigh in, 713-881-5500 is our phone number this morning. Rosie, let's talk Scratchers. Is this a problem? Or is he overreacting?
It is a problem.
It is?
Oh, no. Can it be? It could become a problem, but, like, is it a problem?
I mean... You're spending all your money and going nowhere, so you have nothing to show for it.
All right.
Can you argue that's a lot of hobbies?
I play PlayStation games.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
I buy a lot of coins on WWE 2K25. Am I getting anything for them other than those little virtual cards that let me play as my favorite wrestler? No. Do they make me happy? Yes. Is that a reason not to date me? Maybe. I never really gave it any concern. Until right now. So you're saying money should be for money things, valuable things, things of value.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. Brianna Scratchers, please, for Katie's sake.
They're not that bad.
Tell us she's overreacting.
It's not a problem until it becomes a problem, right?
It does become a problem. I will say... Scratch-off tickets or betting in general is not a problem so long as your bills are paid at the end of the day.
Okay. As long as the bills are paid.
Yeah.
Then it
is.
It's
just something that you like to do. You know, so long as you actually scratch them. Now, I think if you just buy them and stand there at the register and just scratch the little barcode, so they can that is a problem because you're not even enjoying it. But like, I get them for the games. I like the Lotteria. I like the bingo.
It's the process.
I love the bingo.
Yes, girl. Yes. Like these are fun. They're games. It's just like anything else.
I you know, you don't have to convince me. And it sounds like you have a bottom line.
I mean,
I can tell you that's the first thing you need.
Yeah. So long as you pay your bills.
Yes. As long as you're not going to
the rest is walking around money. I want to walk around and buy scratch-offs.
Hey, thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris. How you guys doing this morning?
Chris,
talk some sense into the people, Chris.
Yeah.
This is not a big deal.
Everyone seems to think this is real dicey. Real dicey, and I can see Katie soaking this in a
little bit. It's gateway gambling, Chris. This is gateway gambling.
Yes.
Hey, look. I'm usually team get together, right? Uh-huh. But a girl or the boy, whoever calls in and says, I like this guy or I like this girl, go for it. I'm all about people, you know, exploring and finding their person, right?
Yeah, exactly. Figure it out.
Let life handle it.
But check this out. You guys just saved them a bunch of money on counseling, divorce lawyers.
Yeah.
I mean,
which is
everything.
Money she needs for scratch-offs, Chris.
Absolutely. And money that he needs for his coffee. Yes.
It's never going to work. They're into different
right.
things.
Like financially.
Absolutely.
Financially, this is a death trap, is what you're saying. These two
absolutely.
Together,
between coffee and scratch-offs?
It's a nightmare. It's never going
to
work.
Look, he I feel like he needs to think about this as a win-win, right?
Mm-hmm.
If she wins an ungodly amount of money on a scratch-off, he could buy a coffee twice a day for the rest of his life.
He could buy a Starbucks. That's, I mean, depending on how much money they make.
That's the thing. I know. Sometimes it's smart to be the pessimist. But, like, you also need to be the optimist sometimes, too. And you don't know that she's not one scratcher away from $1 million.
Exactly.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I wholeheartedly agree with you.
So, like, if she wants to roll the dice on that, you know, I'm not going to discourage her in my mind. It's like, because you know what? It could
pay off.
Could pay off for me without me investing a red cent. I just anyway. But
thank
and
you,
then I don't even know what a maroon flag is. Like this,
not quite,
man.
Well, just a little sus. Anyway, Chris,
almost there, but not quite.
Chris, we have free.
Well,
we
seem pretty much there.
The feedback, my friend. Thank you.
No doubt. You guys have a great day, man.
You too, brother. Talking gambling. A little scratch-off ticket gambling, which is, of course...
Is it, though?
Is it really?
It's
for the veterans and the kids,
yeah,
man.
It's a donation, not a problem.
Yeah, like, you lose, everyone else wins.
You donate too much, that's the problem. You're too charitable.
Is it a red flag? Honestly. Let's get back to it. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Francis, good morning. You're up. Weigh in on the problematic nature of Katie's favorite thing on this planet.
I'm not. My
okay,
favorite's not a question.
About the scratch-off.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I do. That I buy a scratch-off every day.
Okay.
And, it, you know, depending on what number I feel like, hey, I might hit on. But so far, for the past 10 years, I've actually made at least $2,000 per year tax-free.
Really?
You're at a $2,000. You're in the green $2,000. $2,000 every single year by using scratchers as a side hustle.
I have so many questions. Okay, so do you buy the same ticket, the same game every time?
Okay, there's no money really in the $5 scratch.
Right,
that's
I have
why
heard that.
They said that. You know, the most that she's ever won was like $50.
Right.
But if you can spend $20 or $30 and win $100 each time, then you're time and money ahead.
So you're saying that the $5 tickets suckers bets, high roller
you
tickets.
You have to buy. Well, you definitely can't buy one.
That's when you have
to play the odds and buy
gonna,
like one in however many.
Yeah. That makes
sense. And if you're going to buy a $50 ticket, you make sure that if you win, the prizes are $75 or higher.
Or more.
So,
yeah.
So even if you win, you're ahead $25.
Yeah.
True, and you still get your money back.
Right.
But now I don't win all the time. There's no such thing because that would be rigged, right?
Right.
So if you got to take your losses, but like, I don't think it's really a deal breaker. I think the guy just don't really like her. There's another reason there.
He did seem hesitant to say it, so I think he just pulled that out.
Everyone else who has called in has verified that it's a little suspect, which I've never
thought.
Yeah,
but you're talking to a guy that buys them every day.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they've talked to this guy.
But it's because you like it, right? Like, it's an activity you enjoy.
Right. And, you know, these days, dating is so difficult. You got people claiming to be single that really aren't. And then, you know, she's trying to help him out rebounding, and he's just slamming the door in her face. Like, what guy does that?
You've got people claiming to be completely different people. I mean, yeah.
What she needs to do is call you. Not so much to date. I don't know your situation, but she's call you and get advice on her strategy.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, there are entire books. There are entire books written about this. Like, there are people that the numbers on the bottom, I'm not sure if you've heard this, but the numbers on the bottom, they can tell you which one will win based on previous wins, like
what?
In a roll.
Really?
Yeah. There's a woman who's won 2 jackpots this way. She's a mathematician.
Get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do that, but I can't even ask the gas station attendant what number it is. Like, I get too embarrassed.
Play smarter, not harder.
Yeah, yeah.
Francis.
I've bought tickets that should have won by playing the numbers game, but they didn't pay out.
Mm.
So
yeah,
there you go.
That's what
you know,
me
so
too.
It's still gambling, you know, but I don't know. I just think that he's not really giving her a fair shot.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Francis, you're a real one.
And she's an easy woman to buy gifts for.
You yes, just, she, every, oh my every God. Holiday. You realize just, how
here's
wonderful
a bouquet
that
of
is.
Scratch-offs.
That is a luxury that you cannot put a price tag on. Francis, thank you so much, my man. We'll catch up with you
next
time.
Yes, sir, man. As long as the bills are paid, have fun with it.
Yep.
Yes,
I agree.
Sir.
Have a
great day, man. We got to talk 10,000 for the troops because it is kicking off today.
Go time, people.
It is go time. We're going to give you all the details coming up next. Huge day because this is the official beginning of 10,000 for the troops today. This is the day we start down the road of trying to get 10,000 messages of gratitude or hope into the hands of our service members who are overseas. We are being assisted this year again by Mack Hike Chevy Care. So we wanted to check in with Anton Burks, the general manager of Mack Hike Chevy. Anton, how you doing today?
Good, man. I'm doing great this morning. How are you two doing?
We're doing good.
Better now that collection is underway.
Yes.
So we got to get together with Antoine, stop by Mack Hike Chevy, and talk a little bit about 10,000 for the troops. So, Antoine, why did Mack Hike get involved or stay involved, rather?
And it's something that we always try to do, especially for the community. Man, we like to do a lot of outreach. And also, I mean, it's really good things for the troops. And to be away from home, to have something arrive and come to you, I'm sure. I mean, everyone loves to look forward to a package. So when it's a package with heartfelt notes, I mean, what could be better than that?
That's so true. Getting these little comfort items from home and a note handwritten that just reminds them they're not alone.
Yeah.
Right? We are with them.
And think about that. Like, 'cause, I mean, it's true. Like, when was the last time you got something in the mail that was just a nice note or a nice card? It can really brighten your day. That much more so when you're talking about someone who's completely on the other side of the planet, away from family and friends and all of that. This is the easiest ask, like literal easiest ask.
Yeah.
Buy a card, fill it out, just write a handwritten note, whatever.
Just something heartfelt. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
You can make a card. We've even got a little coloring sheet so the whole family can get involved. I know we printed off a few copies. They've got them available at Mack Hike Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all are collecting cards there, right, Antoine?
We're collecting cards. There's employees who actually meticulously taking her time to color the cards, which is really awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. It's almost like a drawing contest we have at work now. So this is really cool.
We should have implemented that as part of this.
Some method of contest. Yes. I mean, you know, whatever
whoever
it takes.
Draws colors, just wins something.
Yes.
Whatever it takes.
Internal support.
10,000 stinking cards because that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, 10,000 messages of gratitude. You can find out more online, thebullhouston.com. And Antoine, thank you so much for your involvement in the campaign and also for jumping on with us today.
Of course. Super happy to help. Super happy to be involved as well.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
How do you feel about doing the ice bucket challenge on your dog?
Oh, I dislike it.
That's the latest TikTok trend. Cool or cruel. Animal rights groups are mad. They're saying hey, don't do this.
It just, that's not, it's not same, man. You can make a decision to shock your body and have a really cold bath for the effect
have a friend do it for you.
Yeah,
whatever.
You can do all that. Your dog is just existing, okay? It's just there trying to make its way through life, it does not need... dislike, man. Unless I'm missing something.
I don't think so. It's called the Bark Your Mind Challenge. The setup is always the same. A jokey voice that's supposed to be your dog, listing other dogs they nominate.
Right.
Then the owner dumps a bucket of water on them, and they freak out. A spokesperson for PETA said it's a betrayal of their trust.
I think your dog would take that completely different than...
What if you have a dog that doesn't like water?
A lot of them don't.
My dogs hate water.
So a lot of them don't. And again, it's just some... Oh.
Maybe give that one a pass.
Yeah. Just do it yourself, man. If you're not willing to do it, then why are you going to put this on your dog? Like, don't make it someone else's problem. Like, come
your
on.
Dog, your babies.
Can't you really... Your baby. My God. Okay. Is that next?
That's next.
Should we be... Okay.
Speaking of next, Final Destination Bloodlines... So many different ways to die in a final destination.
Yeah.
But it might also include the theater
watching a final
destination.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
I absolutely
saw this. In Argentina, a ceiling collapsed and fell on a 29-year-old woman. She did not die.
Thank God.
She did not die. It only missed her head because she was leaning over the armrest.
Oh.
She did suffer some injuries that required a visit to the hospital. She hasn't been able to work for several days, so she has contacted an attorney. But she remembers hearing a loud noise and said at first we thought it was part of the movie.
Because it would be.
And they were so involved in it.
Right.
Like they were such big fans. It was her daughter. Then a huge piece of the ceiling fell on her.
Occasionally, you know, 3D things, you know, whatever if you watch it. But like, yeah, I'm over that series,
but since she narrowly avoided death.
What does that mean?
Does that mean now she has to worry that it's stalking her?
Yes.
Like by Final Destination rules?
By Final Destination rules, it means
waiting for the right moment to strike.
She cheated death and now... She's
she can't go tanning. She can't work out at a gym.
You can't do any.
About ladders.
You have to wrap
logging
yourself.
Trucks. Don't even drive. Don't drive
Did
ever.
Did you see they were promoting this by driving logging trucks around with the poster on the back? Like, they had made logging trucks identical to the one in that scene. And we're just rolling up and down the highway with them to remind people. Because it's that traumatic. That scene
and those movies are that traumatic. I'm like, oop. Do I want to? Not today. Not today. And then I
think about that
real
movie.
Quick. Switch lanes.
I think about that scene once a week, man. Like legitimately once a week, and it's awful.
Mm.
Yikes!
Mentioned tanning beds is that is one of the
ways to
more
expire.
Creative ways that they have utilized in the past.
Mm.
It's National Sunscreen Day.
Hey,
you know how to celebrate. Not looking at that one database and saying, look, I'll throw away all my sunscreen.
We already discussed this.
But there was an interesting stat that's making the rounds online. A poll said, if a stranger at the beach asked you to rub sunscreen on their back, would you do it?
Not a chance in hell.
Really?
I'm sorry. No.
Are you,
why? A stranger asked me to lay hands on them and give them a rub down.
Like, hey, can you put some sunscreen on my back?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Why?
You would?
Of course I would.
You'd just be right in there. Oh, yeah, sorry, let me just...
Yeah, because again,
right.
Sunscreen's not a joke.
It's not a joke, but you got to make...
Skin cancer's not a joke.
You
can't reach your own back, which you can't.
Bring your own oil boy. I'm not doing that.
Hey, man, I don't know your life. You want to practice safe, son? I'm right there with you. I will help you. Yes, you've come to the right person.
Normalized platonic sunscreen.
You've come
sunscreen.
To the right person.
I wouldn't even ask you to do this. I wouldn't even ask you.
I'd ask to borrow mine. But clearly you got the best stuff. Can you rub your sunscreen on my back? Then I might go, I don't know about that, buddy.
Wow.
Well, you're not alone. Only 36% said they would. 64% said that they would
still
decline.
That's still a way higher number than it reasonably should be, Katie. Like 36% of people are just like, okay, yeah, let me lay hands on.
Well, more people said they would if the person was attractive, which I think that's
somehow
now
grosser.
You're making it weird.
That is somehow weirder and somehow
just
grosser.
Keep it about safety, skin health.
As soon as you say, well, are they hot?
You've taken it to a weird place.
Get out of the nope. You're not allowed.
Would you ask a stranger to put on your back?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't do that to someone else. I wouldn't put them in that position. I would find someone
don't
I know.
Don't give them that responsibility?
I know. I wouldn't put them in that position. It's like, hey, can you just put this sunscreen on my back?
I guess,
back?
If you were by yourself, maybe that's when you get the spray.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because would you spray them?
Yes, I would spray them.
Okay.
I would spray them. If someone's like, hey, can you spray my
back? You just
won't. Yeah, no problem.
Make contact.
I'm not putting my hands on you. Tell me I'm wrong.
I already did. I already did.
Okay.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Janet's going to take her best shot at this. It is the Money Minute, and it is time to see if we can make this happen for you. So we're going to give you 10 questions, get them all right in 60 seconds. If you need to, you can pass on any of the questions. That is fine. If we have time at the end, you'll get a second crack at those passes. But you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Janet's ready. Katie, how are we feeling?
Yep.
Good?
Yep, great. What is the name of the fairy tale character who could spin straw into gold? Weird thing with names. Which British chef is known for his restaurant, Hell's Kitchen?
God, I know this. No, pass.
10 times 11. 10 times 11 equals what?
110.
Who wrote Green Eggs and Ham?
Dr. Seuss.
Do you know the name of the unit used to measure frequency?
Wavelengths.
Can elephants jump?
No.
Who was the first president of the United States to live in the White House?
John Adams.
Who plays Katniss in the hit movie of The Hunger Games?
Pass.
What famous painter is responsible for...
How did she do?
We did good. We did good. Okay. Let's go over some of those passes. The fairy tale character who could spin straw into gold.
Rumpelstiltskin. Was it Rumpelstiltskin?
Oh, it is.
Oh, my word. I that flashed through my head. I was like, there's no way he's the one that steals kids.
Yeah, but
he's
that's...
He's one and the same.
But that's what he demands as payment.
That's right. That's
to get her out of the jam.
It's a trade.
He's like, whoa, but now you owe me your firstborn.
I'm going to need that kid one day.
Yeah, I'll come to collect.
And he does too, dog. Yeah. He never forgets.
Yeah. What British chef is known for his restaurant, Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
Yeah. The idiot sandwich guy.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the unit of measure for frequency?
I don't.
Hertz.
Oh, Hertz. I should know that.
Also car.
Yeah.
Rental.
Yes.
Place.
Lovely product.
Who plays Katniss in the hit movie of The Hunger Games?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the last question, but since we didn't get sit on it.
Janet, great work. Sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Imagine being miles away. Proudly serving to protect the freedom of the people of the United States. How incredible it would feel to receive a message of gratitude from home to help encourage you through the hard times.
Hey everybody, it's Chris Jansen. So proud to be partnering with The Bull in Houston, getting 10,000 thank you cards to our brave servicemen and women.
100.3 The Bull's 10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares, has a goal of collecting 10,000 cards to send to our heroes overseas. You can help. Buy or make a card, write a note of appreciation, and mail or drop off your card to The Bull. Our partners at Boots for Troops will get them into the hands of our heroes far from home.
Show them how much we appreciate them. To all you servicemen and women out there, thank you so much for everything you do for us. It does not go unnoticed.
100.3 The Bull's 10,000 for the Troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares, with support from King Ranch Ag and Turf.
Get all the info and card drop-off locations at TheBullHouston.com.
Look at this. Look at this. You can see the sun outside already. This is a beautiful thing. I know it's been kind of a stressful morning, but hopefully this helps. We've got more Parker McCollum tickets all week long this week.
Yes, we do. Parker McCollum playing Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion coming up in the fall, September 6th to be exact. And we've got a pair of tickets with your name on it.
Yeah, and we really liked how this went last time with our last round of Parker McCollum's. Inspired by the original Parker McCollum, which is a coin flip. It's a ton of games. They're all 50-50 chances.
That's right. So if you want the chance, pretty good chance, to win some Parker McCollum tickets, call us 713-881-5500. We'll tell you the game, which we haven't yet decided on.
No,
we're 50-50. Call us. We'll give you a chance to play next. I like how you said it all started from this game. Wouldn't be the coin flip.
Why would it not be? It was inspired. Like, we gave you more options than just the coin flip.
Yeah, but
But the
version... It sounded like that was off the table. It is, of course, not, and it will be what we are playing. So the flip of fate, which means literally we flip a coin, heads or tails.
Do you have
you
the
call
coin?
It. Sure do.
I forgot to ask.
You Parker McCall it to see if you win Parker McCall'd it, which of course means you get a pair of tickets to go see him in September.
That's simple, y'all. 713-881-5500. Let's get started. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Christina.
Christina, you are the first one in this morning for the flip of fate.
We were talking about gambling a lot earlier, yeah. Christina. Mm-hmm. Tell me, are you feeling lucky?
I'm feeling super lucky right Ooh, now.
Love that.
Okay.
So, Christina, flip of fate means we're going to flip a coin.
Yes, we are.
You get to call it heads or tails. And if it lands on what you've called, you win the tickets to see Parker McCall.
That's simple. Now, if it doesn't...
You lose.
Yeah, we go on to the next call.
I felt like that was implied, but way to tell her.
You just have to stay, you know.
So try to keep sure. it positive. Try to keep it positive.
So let's go.
Christina. Heads or tails?
I'm here. Heads.
Heads.
Heads. That's what she's calling.
All right. Do we want it to hit the table? You know what? I got too much stuff. I feel like that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Let's do the, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And wouldn't you know it, Christina?
Look at that! A bright and shiny JFK. That means it's heads. That means...
Christina, you win!
You did it, Christina. You in fact, were extremely lucky this morning in the flip of fate.
I like to think I was lucky.
Oh, my gosh.
You're both lucky.
Thank you to the flipper.
Thank you to the flipper, for sure. For sure. Christina, we're going to send you to see Parker McCall.
You got two tickets. So I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Christina.
No,
hang on the line.
These are yours. Don't go anywhere.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
Woo! Cooking it dog, yes!
On 100.3 The Bull.
Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Hey, my name's Troy Schultz. I wanted to call y'all and talk to y'all. I listened to y'all through your morning show, and I was listening earlier about the letters for troops.
Yes.
And wanted to make a little suggestion as somebody who's deployed four times with the Army.
Oh, yes, please.
If there's any chance that the participants that are willing to send the letters and stuff could get like a calling card, like the little AT&T calling cards, we can use those at the Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Centers to call home.
How cool is that?
I love that. I love that. Now, we are working with Boots for Troops. Are you familiar with them? They're a local group out of Tomball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do amazing stuff. They have the best.
But that doesn't mean you can't also buy those calling cards. Like, yeah. I think that would be great. And, yeah, it would fit in an envelope really easily.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Did you ever get one of these letters?
I got all sorts of stuff, yeah. Especially even from Boots for Troops. I got stuff from them.
Really?
World's Greatest Care Package.
Yeah.
So as someone...
Yeah, when deployed, I was in Afghanistan, I actually got stuff from them.
What did that mean, like getting this package and opening it up and seeing these well wishes from people you didn't know, like from complete strangers? What was that like?
Oh, it was cool. It was cool. It felt like you're back home a little bit.
Right. Did anyone ever put contact information, like an email address or anything?
Yeah. Yeah, they had.
Did you?
I even had one of my old friends from Rockport. He was sending stuff through the church from over there to us, and we were taking it to local villages for people that, like, they didn't have, pardon my expression, but a pot to or a window to throw it out of.
Right.
Yeah. And I, call me crazy, but I think that helped us out, by keeping them happy.
Oh, absolutely.
It kept us from getting blown up.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you this, but I said it earlier. This is the easiest ask. Like, all it requires is a little bit of time. Write a personal note. You can handwrite it. If you want to get a card and put it in a card, that's great. If you just want to download our coloring sheet from online at thebullhouston.com, that works too. But we're looking for 10,000 of these cards to put in 10,000 of our soldiers.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a novel, right? I mean, it could just be...
Yeah.
Something very simple.
Just a thank you for your service.
It goes a long
Even
way.
A joke.
A joke?
Yeah.
you See, should put a
that's
joke.
That's a good strategy. I like that. Dude, thank you so much. Thank you for your service, and we appreciate the feedback, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Making Houston mornings sound even better. Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
If you smell
what Sean
is cooking.
Checking back in from Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast, good morning.
Good morning, Frito. Good morning, Katie. It's good to see you morning. Both again.
Do you have a browser open? Like on your...
Okay. I have many.
You better have a browser open.
Like a fresh one that you can use.
Hit me.
Sean texted that he wants to talk about shirtless Bill Belichick this morning.
I may be the only one that wants to talk about shirtless Bill Belichick.
I'm here for. Do you know how off-putting it was to flip on? Like, I was flipping channels, and the NFL Network was doing like a Legends weekend or whatever, and so they had Bill at the table. They had Brett Favre, who's got his own issues, boy. Dude,
his documentary just came out this week.
Wow,
what a scumbag that guy is.
Was that ever something to change someone's opinion of a man?
Oh, my God. If you're looking to have your opinion changed on Brett Favre, it's 1 hour and 3 minutes. I watched it on the treadmill yesterday. Called Fall of Favre. When this guy is a sleazeball.
Oh, no.
When you see it all stacked up together, it's just so bad.
Scumbag, man.
Like, so both of them are on the desk.
Is it possible that he was just edited to be a villain?
In no universe, because his voice is on it being the bad guy.
And then
there's it's just he's got some credibility issues at this
big time.
So nice in those copper brace commercials,
which you know
the knees and the elbows
anymore.
And whatnot. They talked about that on the documentary.
Those are gone.
They're out the window. That's the context they talked about him in, Frito. They're like, endorsements such as the copper brace and Wranglers are no longer with Brett Favre.
but anyway, money
may be drying up. That's why he's stealing welfare funds from Mississippi, allegedly.
Bonkers, because if you would have told me 5-6 years ago, I was like, hey, you know, you're going to look at Brett Favre and Bill Belichick as completely different humans.
Yes.
I would have found that hard, but here we are.
Yeah.
And part of it is this whole saga with Bill, and now people are digging into some of the details of where some of these moments like shirtless Bill Belichick came from.
So this isn't new. This is the old one.
The shirtless video, for those who don't know what we're talking about, there was a video that surfaced from a Ring cam.
Yeah.
Up in somewhere in Massachusetts, like 1.5-2 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. It turns out it took place in July of 2023, the video.
Yeah.
And it surfaced virally online, and Belichick is just... opens the door to this house, this screen door, and he's shirtless, and it's clearly early in the morning, and he's just sort of wandering like a doddering old man who just locked himself out of his house. He's got bedhead, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And so now that it was just a funny video at the time. We didn't even know about his young girlfriend at the time.
It was like, the greatest coach of all time locked himself out of
the house. Yeah, and we kind of wondered, like, boy, how'd this video get out? But nobody really cared because, he was still the greatest coach of all time. Still may be, but now he's got all these peccadillos going on. Mm-hmm. So now he's got the girlfriend who's 24 years old. He's 73. She's very controlling. She's very immersed in his business. And now, all of a sudden, everybody wants to know the story behind it. And this Pablo Torre, who's a sports journalist, he's on a lot of these ESPN debate shows and whatnot.
Yes.
He's got his own podcast. He has taken it upon himself to investigate the dirty details of Belichick's relationship. He's the one that found out a couple of weeks ago that Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend, was banned from the North Carolina football facility. He's the one that talked to everybody in North Carolina. Well, his second purpose in life all of a sudden became finding out where this shirtless video took place.
Of all the things,
where and when? Yes, where and when? So he put out a plea or an appeal to these GeoGuessr guys, who I didn't even know existed until like a week ago. Have you seen these people? You can hand them a picture or a video, and they're able to guess down to latitude and longitude.
That's why I won't
where
post
this
thing from my
took place.
House.
I'm not anymore.
Yeah. These guys are
dude,
legit. Yeah, they will.
I don't
find
even
you.
Share my location with my wife.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like
we'll
I don't
find
need
you. You
these
post, yeah.
So
no
he
doubt.
Goes on. He goes on a podcast. Pablo Torre doesn't say, "Hey, Rainbolt," who's like he's like their leader of these GeoGuessers, right? There's they have like this Avengers level crew of GeoGuessers out there.
Nerds assemble.
Yeah, and so Pablo Torre goes on this podcast and say, "Hey, I emailed your manager. If you're hearing this, get back to me. I want to use you to find out where this took place." Long story short, Rainbolt, which is a superhero name, actually, when you think about it. Anything with bolt in it and a weather pattern, yes. Mm-hmm. But he gets back to Pablo Torre and says, I've got eight of my best people working on it. Like, hence the Avengers.
How many people does he have?
Eight of my
best
people.
At least eight.
Probably eight.
They find out where this is. They pinpoint this Airbnb down to the street corner. It's in Winthrop, Massachusetts. And Pablo Torre gets online and makes a reservation at this Airbnb and films a video of himself with his shirt
stumbling
on.
Stumbling around.
But mirroring the Belichick video.
Right.
He runs into the owners of this Airbnb while he's there.
Okay.
And the second guests they ever had after they bought it, Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick, and Pablo Torre cross-referenced it with the comments section in the Airbnb listing, and there's Jordan Hudson. Great value, great place, great views. July of 2023.
They're just like us.
Okay, so here are the two. I know, right? Yeah, they're regular people, even though Bill makes $20 million a year. Great value. Hair in the sink, but great value. Yeah, I mean,
Door's a little spotty.
Get what you pay for, you know? Yeah, there's two things you need to know about this. Okay, yeah. One is that the video ended up leaking because the owners of the Airbnb, who, again, Pablo Torre ran into while he stayed there. They just sent it to some friends who are Patriot fans. Like, is that Bill Belichick on our ring
cam? They thought he was a crack dealer.
It could have. If you've seen the video.
Yeah, they thought he was her crack dealer.
Was Bill Belichick staying in our place? Because it was under her name. It was under Jordan's name. So that's how it got out, sent it to a friend who sent it to 8 million other people.
You know what? A reasonable question, considering everything. It makes sense.
The salacious part.
Yes.
The date on this stay in the reviews was July 2023. Belichick's breakup with his ex-girlfriend, Linda Holiday is her name, much older than Jordan Hudson.
Yeah.
Longtime girlfriend, 16 years. The breakup was reported in September of 2023.
Well, there you go.
This
gets better.
This is a slimeball version of the Sean Pendergast report on the Frito and Katie show.
I also want to say I did not mean to insult the GeoGuessers by calling them nerds. I respect you guys. Please don't look for me.
I thought it was very positive for the nerds.
Yes, don't.
We all nerd out over something.
Nerd is not a derogatory term.
That's true.
Sean. Don't make it so.
Sean, go on vacation.
Yeah, you've been hanging out.
I got one more day. You guys are stuck with me tomorrow too. One more day.
All right, appreciate it, man.
All right, appreciate you guys.
Check out Sean anytime. Sports Radio 60.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now here's the stories we almost missed.
I feel bad for this guy, but at the same time, I
don't?
No, I need to run this by you.
Okay.
Guy's on a Teams call. He's in the UK. And he did this virtual work call without wearing pants.
Like, classic.
Like anything. He was Winnie the Poohing it.
Yeah. Great.
Business on the top and then literally nothing below the waist.
Yep.
And he says he just forgot that he wasn't wearing pants, or maybe he thought he had his camera off. I don't know, but you see where this is going.
Okay.
Right. So he needed to adjust a computer cord. So he leans forward, and in leaning forward, he does what you do with a laptop. So you see the back of the laptop and kind of just tilt the laptop screen down.
If he needs to lean forward?
Well, if you need to see something behind your laptop, you might kind of partially close the laptop screen. But of course, if your camera is on there, it's going to shoot. At that point, it's shooting directly at your crotch.
No, I don't. I don't know why you would close your laptop at all. Do any of this.
I mean, it seems like a bad idea anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, because you run the risk of closing the call.
Yeah, then it's like if you're running it,
also getting a nice crotch shot, which I'm guessing is what happened.
That's the thing. Even best case scenario, you have to expect that's going to be a crotch shot.
Yeah.
And even if you're in jeans or khakis or whatever, no one wants to see that on work call.
No one. I'd argue wants to see that ever. But perhaps another conversation for another time.
It's like Teams calls. I would think Teams calls can't get worse at this point. But then
surprise,
bar's been raised now. Bar's been raised now.
So what happened?
He admitted to his mistake. He's
like, yeah, I'm pantsless.
He said, you know what? You got me. He tried to claim he was wearing nude colored underwear. Like, he was like, oh no, you didn't see what you thought you saw. But I just wear underwear that's exactly the same tone as my skin. Eventually he cops to it. But he said he said in fairness, you scheduled this call on my day off. He said it was my day off. My day off. I don't wear pants. Don't wear pants. And so because of that, I should get a free pass. Company didn't buy it. They dumped him.
What if they called you in? Would you not wear pants?
That's the
I was my day off. You guys, y'all already know.
Accept the consequences. Have a great day, guys. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
America's heroes need our support. Help us send 10,000 messages of gratitude to military members overseas with 100.3 The Bulls 10,000 for the Troops. Presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Buy or make a car. Write a note of encouragement for someone in uniform and mail or drop off your card to The Bull. Our partners at Boots for Troops will get them into the hands of our heroes serving our country and protecting our freedom.
Every card is a reminder that they're not forgotten. So let's rally together and reach this goal in true patriotic spirit.
100.3 The Bulls, 10,000 for the Troops. Presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. With support from King Ranch Ag and Turf.
Get all the info and card drop-off locations at thebullhouston.com.